seconds. One time for the underdog. One time for the underdog. Ignition sequence start.
Let me see you put 'em up. Reach the sky, touch the stars up above. 'Cause it's one time for the underdog. One time for the underdog.
You're listening to the Valuetainment Podcast, where we discuss various strategies that will help you scale your business to the next level. I'm your host, Patrick Bedivin, and today I want to talk to the people that don't have a lot of money, but you want to start a business, and you say, well, Pat, how do I start a business with less than $500? We're going to talk about that today. So there are people out there that if you run into, they can't help themselves, but tell you about their sports team, their local charity, their church they go to, the sports team they believe in, their politics, their views, and all this other stuff. If you're around me, I want you to start a business. That's what I want you to do. I just want to help you start a business. So today, in this video, I'm going to talk to you about how you can start a business for less than $500. And I'm going to simplify it to you in a way that probably has never been simplified like this before. So let's get right into it. There's really six things you can do to exchange what you're providing to the consumer or the customer for money and profits to you. Number one, you're providing a service for me. Number two, you're giving me advice because you're an expert. Your expertise is what I'm paying for. Number three, you're selling me a product. You bought it for $5, you sell it for $20. Number four, you educate me. Number five, you're giving me an experience. Number six, you're entertaining me. All of those six things you and I spend money on every single day, all of those six things are things you can figure out a way to start making money for yourself. So now let's start off with services. Mobile auto detailing. This is the easiest thing to start off with. Go get a couple of the equipments for less than $500 and start servicing cars in your community. Start with $20, $25, $30. I don't want to go to a car wash. People don't want to go to a car wash. Once you get a trail going, next thing you know, there's a ton of things you could be doing with that where you're cleaning three cars for one house. Next door neighbor says, hey, can you come by and do three cars? What are you charging? Can you come by and do this? Can you come by? And then you come to a business building. Then you call the business management. The building's a manager. And you say, hey, I'd like to service cars. And for the people in the building, I'll give free service to you and your employees as the manager team. And I'll give 20% discount for all the tenants there. And it'll be a cool service for you. No problem. Then you got 10 buildings. Then you got 20 buildings. Then you got 20 people cleaning cars in all these different places. Now you're making $3, $4, $5, $6, $7, $8, $10,000 a month because you started a mobile detailing business. Dog walker, babysitting, being a chef. If I knew how to cook, I don't know how to cook, but if I knew how to cook, I would figure out a way. I remember I went to a restaurant one time in Kentucky. It's called 610 Magnolia. If you search 610 Magnolia, and we walk into this place, I took 10 of our friends. The bill ended up being $3,300 right after Kentucky Derby. We went to this place. That's when I met Arnold Palmer. Just a real cool place. I said, how did this place get started? He said he was a guy that he cooked so well that everybody in the community wanted him to cook for him. So he said every Friday night he cooked in his house, but it was $200 and it was a 7-course meal. And people had no problem paying for it. So 10 people would pay for it. So $2,000 every Friday night. Then he took a house and he turned the house into a restaurant called 610 Magnolia. That's the address to the restaurant. That's the name of the restaurant. Just because people liked his cooking, he turned into a business. Another one is landscaping. Another one is running errands. Voiceover, voice acting, voice impersonation. You may know how to do voiceovers in different languages. People will pay you $20, $30, $40 just to do your voice for them. I've paid it multiple different times to have a British accent, to have a different type of an accent. You got voiceovers for commercials to do. Maybe you know how to do editing, writing editing, video editing. Maybe you know how to design websites and you know how to produce them for yourself. Again, put yourself out there as a talent to provide your services for other people. Now, if you're watching this right now, you're saying, I want to start my own business, but I need a website. Have somebody build a website for you. If it's $100, $200, $50. So websites, logos, coaching kids. I was at a baseball game yesterday for my kid. And this guy next to me who played football, he played professionally on the football side, I said, so what are there some programs here for baseball? He says, oh my gosh, coaching 6-year-olds and teaching them how to swing and catch the ball has become a business here locally. I said, what kind of a business? He says, there are people that played college baseball are having kids, parents are having their kids be coached by this guy, $50 per 30-minute session. I said, what? Yeah, $50. They're getting there, if it's a pitcher, they're going to catcher position, they're throwing them the ball, they're doing all this other stuff because somebody else doesn't have the time to do it. There's money, they're in the massage. massages. Just you can do massage services to offices. I would bring people to my office and they would give massages to 20 people at a time, $50 a pop. That's $1,000. I mean, that's a pretty nice amount of money to be made. There's money here if you know how to massage. Next, expertise. Go get your notary license. People need to notarize stuff and they need fingerprint signatures, $10 a pop, $15 a pop, and then they pay for the gas as well. Get your real estate license, get your insurance license. This is the route I took. I went and got my insurance license. I don't have a four-year, I don't have a two-year degree. This became my degree. I got insurance and security, Series 7, 66, 31, 26. I started selling and I became an expert in investments. I became an expert in insurance and I got paid for it by insurance companies for doing that. Security guard, you're a big guy. You know how to fight. You took boxing, you know martial arts. You want to figure out a way to go become a security guard. Go do it and then find some of your other peers and maybe you can start a security guard business. Personal trainer, translate. You speak other languages. You know how to translate for people. There's a very, very, very big need for this. I have a lady that I met at Harvard. She's local right here in East Plano. She started a business simply for translating. Her business does $35 million per year just to translate for hospitals that don't know how to speak to a certain patient when they're doing their questionnaire on their health. She has all the different languages with people that are translating for them from their house. Next, sales. Sell t-shirts. Sell flowers. Sell fidget spinners. Nowadays, everybody wants to buy that. I remember back in the days in 2000, a product had come out called Clip and Talk. Back in the days, there was no speakerphone and there was no Bluetooth on the phone. So Clip and Talk would link to radio station, I think 88.7, and you would clip it on your phone, and anybody who would call you, the sound would come out of the speakers and you would speak to them as if it's Bluetooth. So it was the ghetto type of Bluetooth back in the days. But I would buy them for $5 and I'd sell it for 20 bucks a pop. I can't tell you how many of them I sold during the time while I was getting into the securities industry. Shoes, hats, pick a product, buy it wholesale, sell it retail. Educate, teach me a language. You may know a certain instrument you're teaching me. I want to learn. You may know how to teach kids how to read and write. Tutoring, that's a big business. Then you got online tutorial, personal defense. There's a lot of people nowadays that want to learn personal defense, especially in certain communities. What if you start teaching personal defense classes and you do it as a group? 10 people show up. You show them somebody attacks you, what you do, how you get out of it, all this other stuff. There are people that are willing to pay for this. Experience. What's experience? Give me a fun experience for a boot camp class at 6 o'clock in the morning. And it's an experience. At a local park, $20 a class, $15 a class, 10 people show up, you made $150. Not only did you get a workout, but you got 10 people that also showed up, it was fun. Running together, all this other stuff. Hiking, maybe you're somebody that knows all the hiking trail spots in your area. Give me some of those secret hiking trailing spot, and you have all the equipment. Let me bring a group and say, hey, I'll go with you for 3 hours. We'll have a great time. I'll take you to a secret spot. I know everything in this area. But it's $100, it's $20 a person, it's $30 a person, whatever. People are willing to pay for that. Surf, you know how to surf. Most people are afraid of surfing, but almost everybody I know, most people want to know how to surf because it's cool, but they're afraid. What if I don't know how to do it? It's embarrassing, I'm going to fall. You know how to do it. Give me a fun experience, I'll pay you for it. And last but not least is entertainment. Listen, you go on YouTube, people say, man, no one watches these educational videos because people would much rather laugh than be educated. So guess what? Turn it into a business. Comedy, art, teach people how to paint or at the same time entertain me, draw me, paint me. There's people that do this everywhere. 20 bucks a painting, 30 bucks a drawing, and people pay for it. Dance, you know how to dance. I was in Miami, and in Miami South Beach, right off of A1A, there was this boyfriend, girlfriend that were dancing. And what they were doing is, in the middle of the strip, they were dancing and they were going and bringing people to dance and they had a bucket. People were dropping $20, $15, $20, $10, $10. And all night, all they did is boyfriend, girlfriend dance all night Friday from 9 o'clock till 1 o'clock in the morning and they made 400 bucks. Can you imagine dancing all night and you make $400 just from dancing? There are so many ways to make money. YouTube stars, singing, go sing out there. People will pay for it. Have the CDs, sell them. People will buy them. I bought a CD from a guy who's from Argentina, him and his brother in Santa Monica. They would play the guitar in a way I've never seen before. I bought the CD from him for $20. I listened to that CD for a whole year in my car because he had this one song he would play, would just speak to your spirit. He's not a big name person. No one knows him. But I paid $20 from that day to get a CD, and I listened to it for a year. Magic, you know how to do magic tricks. There's many ways to make money doing magic tricks. People want to be entertained. So again, watch all of these things, figure out which one connects to you, and then start a business for yourself. Thanks everybody for listening. And by the way, if you haven't already subscribed to Valuetainment on iTunes, please do so. Give us a 5-star, write a review if you haven't already. And if you have any questions for me that you may have, you can always find me on Snapchat, Instagram, Facebook, or YouTube. Just search my name, Patrick Bit-David. And I actually do respond back when you snap me or send me a message on Instagram. With that being said, have a great day today. Take care, everybody. Bye-bye.